Where can a heart find peace? In the remembrance of Allah. Where can a heart find peace? In the remembrance of Allah. In the remembrance of Allah.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, welcome back once again to another episode of this beautiful silsila, A Heart at Peace, in which we learn about the concept of the dhikr of Allah Azza wa Jal, the remembrance of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala and its different forms, and everything related to this beautiful concept. This concept of the dhikr of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, which is indeed the only means to the tranquility and the peace of our hearts. In previous episodes, we discussed the virtues and blessings of performing the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the harms and disadvantages of remaining heedless of the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as well as talking about the concept of at-taqarrubu ila Allah, closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the different types and methods in which dhikr can be performed. Insha'Allah azza wa jal, in today's episode, we'll be concentrating on a particular and extremely important form of dhikr of Allah azza wa jal. A form of dhikr of Allah Azza wa Jal, which is one of the pillars of our deen. What is this form of dhikr of Allah, which we'll be dedicating today's episode to? Stay tuned inshaAllah Azza wa Jal, and all will be revealed. Before revealing the topic of today's episode, I'll share with you a virtue of reciting Durood Sharif, peace and blessings upon our noble Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, with the intention of gaining barakah in this silsila of ours. It's reported that our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said, As-salatu alayya nurun ala sirat. The recitation of salawat, peace and blessings upon me, is light upon the pul sirat, upon the bridge of sirat. Man salla alayya yawm al-jumu'ati thamanina marra. Whosoever recites Durood Sharif, peace and blessings upon the noble Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, 80 times on a Friday, غُفِرَتْ لَهُ ذُنُوبُ ثَمَانِينَ سَنَةً 80 years of his sins will be forgiven. صَلُّوا عَلَى الْحَبِيبِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ تَعَالَى عَلَى مُحَمَّدْ وَعَلَى آلِهِ وَصَحْبِهِ وَبَارَكَ وَسَلَّمْ. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, in this silsila, A Heart at Peace, we discuss the concept of the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the remembrance of Allah azza wa jal. And one of the key types of the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has been mentioned in the verse of the Quran, which I will recite to you. Allah Almighty says, وَأَقِمِ الصَّلَاةَ لِذِكْرِي, and establish salah, establish the prayer for my remembrance, for my dhikr. In this verse of the Holy Quran, Allah Azza wa Jal has ordered the believers to establish prayer, to establish the five daily prayers, in order to remember Allah Azza wa Jal, in order to establish the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, from this we learn about the beauty of Islam. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, Allah Almighty has granted us a great bounty, a great favor, a great blessing in the form of the five daily prayers of Islam, this great pillar of Islam. And it's as if the five daily prayers are distributed throughout the day and night, so that the day and night of a believer does not remain empty of the remembrance of Allah Azza wa Jal. When a person sleeps, when he wakes up, when waking up, the first thing that he should do, he should wake up for Salatul Fajr and remember Allah Azza wa Jal. Throughout the day, when a person goes to work, goes about his daily business, after a few hours, maybe he might become heedless of Allah Azza wa Jal. Now, as a reminder, what should happen? So when a person goes about his daily activities, his daily routine, he goes to work for example, it may be that after some time, he becomes heedless, or he forgets to remember Allah Azza wa Jalla. Now, look at the beauty of Islam. Now the time of Dhuhr comes in. The Adhan of Dhuhr will be recited. The person will be called to success and to prayer. And now a person will take a break again to remember Allah Azza wa Jalla. Now when a person is towards the end of his day and he's finishing up his work, now again, the time of Asr will come. And a person will again be reminded of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Saying, when he goes home, the sun sets, he will perform his Maghrib Salah. And before going to sleep, he will perform his Isha Salah as an act of worship for Allah Azza wa Jalla. To remember Allah Azza wa Jalla. To establish the dhikr of Allah Azza wa Jalla as the last part of his day. His day begins with the performance of Fajr Salah. His day ends with the performance of Isha Salah. And in between, there are salawat, prayers, which are distributed throughout the day. So that the entire day of the believer is not void, is not empty of the dhikr of Allah Azza wa Jalla. And dear viewers of Madani Channel, as Muslims, as believers, we should plan our days around Salah. Rather than fitting Salah into our day, we should plan our daily routine around Salah. We should make a note of what time the daily Salahs are beginning and ending. And what time we must pray our Salah. And we should fit all our other daily activities around Salah. For example, if somebody is traveling, somebody should try to travel at a time when they can pray their Salah before leaving. And get to their destination in such a way that when they reach there, they can pray the next Salah. Or arrange a stop on the way so that none of their Salah is missed. Because this is the way that Allah Azza wa Jalla has ordered us to establish His dhikr. And performing Salah has also been referred in other parts of the Holy Quran as a means of the dhikr of Allah Azza wa Jalla. You know, today, there are various problems and difficulties that are plaguing society. And people complain that our society today is not a nice place to be in. We have problems with drugs, we have problems with alcohol, we have problems with various types of evils which are eating away at our society. Various types of immodesty which are poisoning our society, our community, the surroundings that we live in. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, there are many people who have forums, discussions. There are people who even spend a huge amount of money looking for the solutions to the problems of today's society. My dear, respected viewers of Madani Channel, in actual fact, our Lord Allah Almighty has already provided us the solution. Allah Azza wa Jal has already provided us the cure and the remedy to the problems of society. The illness and immodesty that's found in society, Allah Almighty has declared what the cure and remedy is in the guidance of the Holy Quran. And this cure, this remedy is completely free of charge. Subhanallah. Allah Azza wa Jalla says, أَقِمِ الصَّلَاةِ Establish Salah. إِنَّ الصَّلَاةَ تَنْهَى عَنِ الْفَحْشَاءِ وَالْمُنْكَرِ Indeed, Salah prevents from immodesty and evil. وَلَا ذِكْرُ اللَّهِ أَكْبَرُ And the remembrance of Allah is the greatest. Here, in this verse of the Quran, dear viewers of Madani Channel, Allah Almighty has declared that the cure and remedy to the evil and immodesty of society is the establishment of Salah. If Salah is established, if this form of the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is established, if people perform their 5 daily Salah, if we perform our 5 daily Salah, if our family members perform their 5 daily Salah, if our children perform their 5 daily Salah, if those around us are punctual and steadfast in their Salah, then we will see our society will be purified from evil and immodesty. As Allah Almighty is declaring in the Quran, that indeed, Salah prevents from immodesty, and Salah prevents from evil. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, the purifying quality of Salah can also be understood from the following hadith of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The blessed and beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if any of you have a stream or a river in your courtyard, outside your house, and a person takes a bath 5 times a day in that stream or that river, in the courtyard of his home, would he have any dirt left on him? If a person takes a bath in the morning, purifies himself, then a few hours later he takes another bath, he purifies himself again. Then he takes another bath, and another bath. In total, he takes 5 baths in a day, in that stream that is flowing in the courtyard of his home. Would that person have any dirt left on him? Of course the people said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, of course, no dirt would remain on the individual who takes a bath 5 times a day in that stream. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, just like this, Salah wipes away sins just like water washes away dirt. So the person who performs Salah 5 times a day, by the means of the blessings of Salah, the dirt and the filth of sins, the impurity of sins, continues to be washed away. Subhanallah. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, the verse of the Quran which tells us about Salah preventing a person, stopping a person from indecency and evil, from immodesty and evil, it should inspire us to reflect upon our Salah. If we pray Salah, does our Salah prevent us from immodesty? Does our Salah prevent us from evil? It's reported that Sayyiduna Imam Al-Hasan Al-Basri radiallahu anhu, he would say that a person who performs Salah and is still involved in sins, a person who performs his Salah but that Salah does not stop him from evil doing, such a person should reflect upon the state of his Salah and reflect as to whether his Salah is actually Salah or not. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, in the next part of this verse, Allah Azza wa Jal says, وَلَذِكْرُ اللَّهِ أَكْبَرُ. In the tafsir of this, in the commentary of this, in tafsir Khazain al-Irfan, Sadr al-Afadil, Mufti Sayyid Muhammad Na'imuddin Muradabadi rahimahullah ta'ala, he says that here, one of the interpretations of this verse states that here Allah Almighty is saying that the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is great. Just as salah prevents a person from immodesty and evil, performing the dhikr of Allah Azza wa Jal is also a great means of preventing from immodesty and evil. Just as the dhikr of Allah Azza wa Jal leads to peace and tranquility of the heart, the dhikr of Allah Azza wa Jal is also a great weapon in preventing from evil and immodesty. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, it's very important for us to understand the concept of establishing our salah and how salah should be established so that a person can remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through his salah and become included amongst the dhakirin. It's reported that Sayyidina Hatim Asam rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi once visited Sayyidina Asim bin Yusuf Muhaddith rahmatullahi alayhi. Sayyidina Asim bin Yusuf rahmatullahi alayhi asked Sayyidina Hatim radiyallahu anhu, do you perform your salah properly? Sayyidina Hatim alayhi rahma said, yes, I do perform my salah properly. Sayyidina Asim rahmatullahi alayhi then was asked the same question. When he was asked the same question, he too replied to the same question in the same way. Sayyidina Asim rahmatullah alayh now said, I perform ablution correctly, completely, and in the proper order. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, this is that salah which leads to a person establishing the remembrance of Allah Azza wa Jal. Subhanallah. Listen carefully to how this pious individual would pray his salah, how he would prepare for his salah, how he would perform each part of his salah, the thought that he would establish in his mind when preparing for salah. Subhanallah. He says that I perform ablution correctly, completely, and in the proper order. When the time of salah draws near, then I place my feet on the prayer mat, keeping every part of my body in balance at the exact time of salah. In my heart, I observe the vision of the blessed Kaaba between both of my eyebrows and Maqami Ibrahim in front of my heart. Then having this belief that Allah Azza wa Jal is aware of all of my apparent and hidden thoughts, I stand in such a way as if my feet are on the bridge of Sirat. Jannah is on my right hand side. The hellfire is on my left hand side. Malakul Maut, the angel of death, is standing behind me. And then assuming this to be my final salah, I say Takbir Tahima, Allahu Akbar, with all sincerity, and start recitation with deep contemplation and pondering. And then I perform ruku' with humbleness and perform sajda with a profound sense of humility. I complete my salah with overwhelming khushu' and khudu', fear and humility. Surprised, Sayyidina Asim rahmatullahi alayhi asked, O Hatim alayhi rahma, do you really perform each of your salah in this way? Sayyidina Hatim rahmatullahi alayhi replied in the affirmative, saying, for 30 years I have been performing my salah in this way. Subhanallah. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, did you see the heights of sincerity and the overwhelming fear of our predecessors whilst performing salah? In spite of this, they used to remain in the state of fear and hope as to whether their salah was accepted or not. Nowadays, the majority of Muslims are heedless in performing the salah. And people complain that we perform salah but we get distracted. There are so many pearls of wisdom within this narration for us to concentrate within our salah, for us to focus within our salah, for us to avoid being distracted in our salah, so that our salah can truly become a means of establishing the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As is mentioned, when we perform our salah, the viewers of Madani Channel, what we should do is try to take note of these things. And next time we pray salah, try to implement some of these things in our prayer, so that we too can establish a prayer in which from beginning to end, we are focused and concentrating on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So many tips and so many pearls of wisdom when performing salah, thinking and imagining the blessed Kaaba in front of us, imagining Maqam Ibrahim, thinking that Malakul Maut is behind us, imagining that this is the last salah of our lives. If we imagine it to be the last salah of our lives, that this might be the last chance we have to do something to earn and attain the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal. Thinking that we are standing, imagining that we are standing on the bridge of Sirat, with Jannah on our right hand side, Hellfire on our left hand side. If we to make these intentions, focus on these things when performing our salah, inshaAllah Azza wa Jal, our salah will also become a means of establishing the dhikr of Allah Almighty. It's mentioned in the blessed hadith about the importance of salah, that our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, أَوَّلُ مَا يُحَاسَبُ بِهِ الْعَبْدُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ صَلَاتُهُ. The first question on the day of judgment will be about salah. The very first thing that a person will be taken account for on the day of judgment will be his salah. My dear respected viewers of Madani Channel, it's very important for us now to reflect upon our lives. If until this moment we have been unable to fulfill this obligation of Allah Azza wa Jal upon us, then we must repent in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. Before the time comes when we have to stand in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal and answer and give account for all of the salah that we have missed. Ma'adallah, Allah forbid. Sayyiduna Allama Abdul Ra'uf Manawi rahmatullah alayhi, he says in the commentary of this hadith, indeed, salah is a symbol of iman and an extremely important pillar of worship. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, no worship possesses such a great significance as salah does. Salah is the most important obligatory act of Islam. Sayyiduna Nabi Ibrahim ala Nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam had prayed for himself and his offspring especially about salah. And this prayer is mentioned in the Holy Quran. He said, رَبِّ جَعَلْنِي مُقِيمَ الصَّلَاةِ وَمِنْ ذُرِّيَّتِي رَبَّنَا وَتَقَبَّلْ دُعَى. O my Lord, keep me as one who establishes prayer and my descendants. O our Lord, and accept my prayer. Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam in this dua was asking Allah Azza wa Jal especially to keep himself and his descendants, his offspring, established upon and steadfast upon the concept of salah. From this we learn that in spite of being a chosen prophet, he is praying for himself and his offspring. Therefore we too should encourage not only ourselves, but also our children to perform salah. This is why it's been commanded in the blessed hadith, command your children to offer salah when they become 7 years old, and discipline them for it if they still refuse to offer salah when they become 10 years old. And there are so many blessings and virtues of performing salah, which encourage us furthermore. It's narrated that a person came in the court of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam and asked, what is the best act? The blessed and beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, salah. He then asked, after this act, the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied again, salah. He then again asked, after this act, the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam again replied, salah. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, did you see how excellent the act of salah is? In response to the same question, which act is the best? The beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied 3 times with the same answer, that salah is the best of acts. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa baraka wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, There are numerous virtues and blessings of salah. But in the same way, there are also countless harms and punishments for missing salah. Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Imam Ahl Sunnat, Imam Ishq Muhabbat, Mujaddid Deen Millat, Ash-Shah Imam Ahmad Reza Khan alayhi rahmatur rahman says, "The one who has missed just one salah deliberately deserves to stay in the hellfire for thousands of years unless he repents and makes up for that salah he misses by performing the qada." Dear viewers of Madinah Channel, just think about this. Reflect upon this. In the case of missing one salah, somebody becomes deserving of remaining in hell for thousands of years. Then how serious would the punishment be for those who are indulged in this bad habit? Those who continuously miss all five daily salah every day. How long will they have to spend in the fire of hell? Al-Aman, Al-Hafiz. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, we have to repent from this sin and make up for all of those salah that we have missed by performing the qada. It is reported that when the lightest punishment will be inflicted to a person, he will assume that he is receiving the most painful punishment, when in fact, it will actually be on the contrary. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, in today's episode, we've discussed how Allah Almighty has declared that salah is a means of establishing the dhikr of Allah Azza wa Jal. And when the dhikr of Allah Azza wa Jal is a means for the peace and tranquility of our heart, if we spend our days missing our salah, if we are negligent in our salah, if we allow our salah to become missed, then how will we attain tranquility and peace of our heart? How will we attain the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? How will we give account on the Day of Judgment when the first question that is asked is the question about salah? Dear viewers of Madani Channel, let's make this intention that from today, from this moment, we will never miss any of our salah ever again. And we will repent and make up for the salah that we have missed in our previous time. We pray to Allah Azza wa Jal, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives us for our sins. Allah Azza wa Jal gives us the ability to remain steadfast on our salah, and Allah Almighty includes us from amongst the dhakireen. InshaAllah Azza wa Jal, in future episodes, we'll be continuing with the topic, a heart at peace, looking at the concept of the dhikr of Allah Azza wa Jal, by looking at the blessings of performing dhikr in a loud voice, and the blessings of performing dhikr in a gathering, as well as many other topics such as different forms of dhikr, i.e. recitation of the Holy Quran and seeking knowledge amongst many others. Keep tuned to the silsila to learn more about the topic of the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so that our hearts too can gain peace and tranquility. May Allah Azza wa Jal give us the ability to act upon what has been said. Ameen. Bijahi al-Nabi al-Ameen. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa baraka wa sallam.
Where can a heart find peace? In the remembrance of Allah. Where can a heart find peace? In the remembrance of Allah.